I find your grace in the rhythm of life. Your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life, your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Recognition of Allah Almighty We were discussing the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in particular the right of knowing Allah recognizing Allah having gnosis and ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kama haqquhu, meaning 100%, as it is his right to be known, this is not possible for insan. And this is not even required from insan. So that should be understood from the off. But we try our utmost to know about our Lord. And if we strive in this way, Allah will definitely open doors for us. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Al-Kareem, وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبَعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ If all the trees on earth were to be compens, and the ocean were ink, and that was refilled by seven other oceans as well, the words of Allah Almighty would not be exhausted. Would not finish. Surely Allah is Almighty, All Wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us through this verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem that if you were to take all the trees in the world, countless trees, millions of trees, make pens out of those trees, and then the oceans, you were to use those oceans as ink. Look at the amount of water in the oceans all across the world. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And then all of creation tries to write down the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Millions and millions of pens. The ink is of an equal amount, meaning massive amount. You still would not be able to enumerate the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in writing. The pens would run out. The ink would run out. People would perish. Jinn, insan, malaika, if all of creation were to try and enumerate the kalimat of Allah, they will not be able to do so. It's not possible. So we learn from this that when you have things which are finite, things which have a limit, like the trees, like the pens, like the ink, like the people, like the creation, which have a limit, and then you're trying to list the kalimat of Allah which are unlimited, la mutanahi, this is not possible. How can something limited encompass that which is unlimited, unrestricted? It's not possible. Through an example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that it's impossible to do this. But we know in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possesses the greatest ma'rifah. His level of ma'rifah is the greatest. Then you have the anbiya alayhi salam. Then you have the salihin from each ummah. You have the Sahaba, you have the Awliya'i Kamilin. So everyone has their own share of this ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in regards to the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obtaining this ma'rifah by looking, this is a khasa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the dunya, in the worldly life. Only our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with this on the night of Mi'raj. We know the great Prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi wa sallam, asked for this, but it was not possible. He requested, Oh Allah, show me your being. I want to look at you. قَالَ لَن تَرَانِي وَلَكِنِ انظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي Allah Ta'ala replied that you will not be able to see me. Meaning in the dunyavi life. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned, look towards the mountain. And if that mountain stays in its place, there's a whole detail to that. But the khas of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this worldly life and he was only blessed with this. And then what the Prophet alayhi salam saw, this has been mentioned in the Quran as well. Various verses in Surah Najm. So this is one way of gaining the ma'rifah of Allah. Now the other way, give resemblance to Allah with something else to try and gain ma'rifah. But this is not possible, ma'azallah. This is not a means of gaining ma'rifah. This is just a theory which is not practical. Islamically speaking, it's a completely baseless theory. Why? Because you cannot give a resemblance of Allah with anything else. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ Allah Ta'ala does not have any likeness. Now, one other great way of gaining the ma'rifah of Allah is through His sifat, through His attributes. Now, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a vast discussion about this. But it's not the case that one can easily go onto any platform and start speaking about the sifat of Allah and the depth of this discussion like the mutakallimun have done in their books. It wouldn't benefit. It would confuse people because that type of knowledge is for a certain group who are academic people, who are scholarly people. For awam, they still can gain ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through sifat, but through basic other types of understanding and not necessarily the deep conversations, the deep discussions that are found in books of ilmul kalam. Because we know throughout history that those people who tried to delve very deeply into it, many times they came up short. And they made such claims, ma'adullah, that were totally incorrect. Look at the Mu'tazila sect. Look at the Jahmiyyah. Look at the Khawarij. Look at all of these. The Qadariyyah. They made many blunders. Now, this wasn't only limited to Muslims in the early stages. Even other religions have had this issue. Even the Kufar of Quraysh, they made many mistakes. They began to say Allah Ta'ala's awlad. They began to say that there are people, there are idols who will intercede in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All nonsense. This is the wrong thought, wrong mindset, wrong way of thinking that led to these consequences, you have to say, that did not even allow them to enter Islam in the first place, because these are polytheistic beliefs. There are some people who claim that Allah Ta'ala intertwines in creation, enters the bodies of people, ma'adallah. These are all wrong things. So, only the correct understanding regarding the sifat of Allah, the af'al of Allah, the asma of Allah, etc., will lead you to ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the names of Allah, look at the kufar of Quraysh, look at their forefathers. They took the names of Allah and distorted them. Ilah, they made it into Lat. Allah Ta'ala is Aziz, they changed it to Uzza. So, the names that Allah has mentioned Himself, we are to call out to Him using those names. We know many sifati names of Allah, attributive names. Qadir, Qadir, Sami', Basir. These are names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to the names of Allah, it's not allowed. Make names yourself. Write names for Allah yourself. It's not allowed. The consensus of the ummah is upon this. The names of Allah, tawqifi. They're divinely transmitted names. They are names that we know only through Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So, if the ijma of the ummah rejects those names that people have come up with themselves, the Quran rejects them, the hadith rejects them, so we can't call Allah by those names. Yes, if the Quran, the hadith, or the scholars themselves, they have consensus upon a particular word being used for Allah, and they say that you can use this name for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does not go against Quran, hadith, ijma of the scholars, and it's fine. But for someone just like the kuffar of Quraysh to come up with names themselves, distorted meanings, baseless names, this is not allowed. This is impermissible. So, for example, we have Ra'uf, we have Rahim, we have Ghafoor, we have Ghaffar, we have Wahhab. Names like this can be found in Quran, Hadith, in the writings of the rightly guided scholars, the Sunni scholars, the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah. But then you have a name, Sakhi. The scholars forbid referring to Allah as Sakhi. Why? Sakhi is the one who eats himself and he gives to others as well. Allah Ta'ala is free from eating. Allah Ta'ala is Kareem. He generously bestows on others. Allah Ta'ala is Jawad. But Sakhi, we can't use that name. Why? Because it does not befit the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should always ask the scholars. Some people might say, oh, I came up with this name. I found this name in a previous scripture or it was in a different language. Obviously, we know that the previous scriptures were not all revealed in Arabic. The Quran was revealed in Arabic. The other scriptures had different languages. And even then, you must get that name checked by a scholar. What's the meaning of that name? Where did you find it? So this is a very sensitive matter, that you only call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you only use names for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are endorsed by the scholars of Islam. Now, we must also refrain from using the names of Allah in a way that does not befit the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or fall short in mentioning the names of Allah, or ma'adallah, committing disrespect to the names of Allah. And you might say, how can a Muslim commit disrespect to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Think about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman. And when a Muslim is referred to by this name, you have to prefix Abd before it, Abdul Rahman. You cannot refer to a Muslim just by the name Rahman, it's haram. And then a person whose name is Rahman, they don't even call him that. They don't even say Abd. They say Rahman, they put an alif at the end. So as Muslims, we have to educate ourselves. How long are we going to stay ignorant regarding these things? We have to learn our religion. We have to know that these things are distancing us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another name is Khaliq. And when we keep the name of our loved ones upon this name, we have to prefix Abd before it, Abdul Khaliq. Allah ta'ala is the creator. Just like Allah was the all merciful Rahman, Allah ta'ala is the one who created everything. We didn't. So we are slaves of the one who created everything. And even there, people only prefix Abd. They refer to someone as Khaliq. They'll put an alif at the end. They'll distort the name, make it sound completely different, use it as a nickname. These are things that lead to the absence of ma'rifatullah. So this discussion regarding the names of Allah, the sifat of Allah, we have to be very cautious regarding this. But when we do look at the Quran, we find much information regarding sifat of Allah, the asma of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, they are great means of gaining the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have dhati name of Allah, Allah, then you have sifati name, based upon the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Allah is Ismul Jalalah, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is his dhati name, and the rest of the names are sifati names. So you have, for example, Rahman. This indicates upon his mercy, his being merciful. You have Ra'uf. This indicates upon him being compassionate. You have Kareem, indicates upon his generosity. You have Mujibul Da'wat. This signifies him being the acceptor of du'as, acceptor of supplications. These are sifati names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So zati name is Allah, the rest of them are sifati names. And we know in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned how he is known as Ahmad in the heavens. So his actual name is Muhammad, and in the heavens is Ahmad. So these are dhati names for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the rest of the names are sifati names. So Rasul, Nabi, Muzammil, Muddathir, Taha, Yasin, Kareem, Rahim, Ra'uf. So these are all sifati names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad and Ahmad are dhati names, and the rest are sifati names. So we were discussing the names of Allah. So Allah is his dhati name, and the rest of the names are sifati names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, these names that are mentioned in the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what should our relation with them be? How should our relationship be with those names? Two things here. We learn about the greatness of Allah through his names, the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his various names. The second thing we learn is that when we ponder upon those names, when we reflect upon those names, we gain the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? When we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Khaliq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives life. So we will consider him the creator of everything. We will consider him the one who gives life and death. When we look at his name, Razzaq, the one who gives sustenance, we will reflect upon that. Whenever we're going through difficulty in terms of sustenance, who we will turn to? We'll turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll say, Ya Allah, you are the Razzaq. I have difficulties right now. Open the doors of your halal sustenance for me. This is how we develop that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Shafi, the one who gives Shifa, whenever we fall ill, what will we do? Our relationship with Allah, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ensure that we are asking Shifa from Him. We are asking Him to cure us and to grant us recovery from our illnesses. Similarly, Salam is the name of Allah, the one who grants safety, the one who grants protection. Whenever we are fearful of something, we want protection, we want ease, who will we ask? Allah, using this name, Ya Salam. When we want some benefit, Nafi', the name of Allah, Ya Nafi'. When we want Izzah, then Mu'izz, Ya Mu'izz. When we know the names of Allah, Awwali, An-Nasir, then we will call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using these names of His. This is our relationship. We know that He will help us out in any situation, in every difficulty, in every moment. So this is how, using the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will gain the ma'rifah of Allah. Our connection will strengthen with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this knowledge regarding His zat, His sifat, and His blessed names, so that we can develop a strong connection with Him Jalla Jalaluhu and attain His ma'rifah. Ameen, bijahin Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
In every breath I find Your grace, in the rhythm of life Your majesty shines in every place. In the rhythm of life Your majesty shines in every place. Recognition of Allah.